Ja, wir haben noch ein Dien in Seilu. Noch ein lichter Pläne, Ben Pläne, weil ein Bar Pläne. Even though the Gerd is Aramaic, nevertheless, we use the word Ben, not Bar. Lech Atchil. Because the Bar is a Gerd Kosher. The reason we do it is because when he's called up to the Torah, he's called up Ben. And that's the way they identify people.
And according to that, why should we use the word son? Son.
Well, he doesn't do it all together.
Because he's telling me...
Today you're not called by the...
He's not called to the Torah. He asked him 10 times. He called the Torah. I'm going to show.
He doesn't know. That's right. That's the power of tradition. And that's... So Richard had an idea of putting in this family name.
Mishpachas.
In the Ksuba. I prevailed upon the chairman to put in the Ksuba, the Mishpachas, for the man, with the base for the woman. But I get, he backed out. The reason why he backed out is because he doesn't want to start out with the Rambam. That's what his lesson was. Rambam says our minhag is not to put in family names. But
Rambam says don't put in family names?
Yeah, our minhag is not to put in family
names.
We'll have it in the courts, yeah, we'll have it. So, by rights, see, when you put in a family name, why do we write Ben Plan Plane? Because to identify the person. As here in such a huge city, you can have others whose names are the same and the father's names are the same. So,
Yosef Ben Shimon.
Ben Shimon, you have a lot of his names too.
Olubavitch is Menachem Mendel.
Now that's already, you're not a way down.
Whatever you can do.
Yeah. The Moratak, they have 2 years of Ben Shimon, so the Mishnah, Babasi, so they say if there are 2 years of Ben Shimon, you made Shuloshim, the Zayda, and then Kohen Levi.
Why don't we do Mishuloshim?
But we don't know definitely.
Let's
we don't
you
know.
If
we know that, yeah.
You know you have a guy like Daniel Shmuel in front of you, when they come up to the circle.
You mean the Megarish or the Eighth? You're talking about the Megarish or the Eighth?
Well, we say by the Avian, we say the
Eloah. No, there is a Shalim Shtar. In Shtar, the 2 years of Ben Shimon, he says, you owe me the other years of Ben Shimon, or is you not there? Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
So, there's the Mishuloshim. So the Mishnah says Mishuloshim. I get that we don't have that. I don't say. Anyway, that Ashba points out that in the Mishnah Bichlau, you don't find that you have to mention the father's name. Only Pliny Girish has Plinus. So even Ben Pliny you don't have to write according to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And the Hebrew is Poshet, because the Adam have to know that this husband and wife, now they have to know. You shouldn't divorce another woman. That's why we discussed that already in detail, how we check on that. Now, about Medina, that's why, for example, if I have a Magarish, he doesn't know his father's name. His parents were divorced and he lost track of his father's name.
Did he say there was an English name?
We know the English father will put an English name. But if we don't know, then in that case we just write his name. The Rashi says because in the Mishnah doesn't matter meant any Ben Plan. Just plain. Plain Jewish place.
You don't write Ben Abraham. How's he called up to the Torah?
So the Torah, then probably his mother's father, if he is called up to the Torah. If he is
called up. It's not his father's name, you write the name that he's called up to?
Yeah, that will have, by the way. We'll soon have Kuvkov Tez, we have names. After that, the Sheamus. And that Rashi will give him Kante there. Why do I have to dissipate now? We'll discuss it later. Okay, let's see what else. Where are we? Lamedalev. Noga lichte v'chol shum de isli ul avahosi. This is the nusach from Mechaber. Our Nusach is not that way. We don't have it. The Ramah gives the Nusach. In Kosa, but the Loi Onish, them came with the Loi Nisne, Loi Nisne, but the Yavet is not a Kosa. The Koshman and Nisno, Mole, the Yud, Eitzel Anun. That's the proper way for the Aramaic expression. Noga lichte pittores koidem ishwaki. The noga lichte putruches bevov achahoresh. Now, we already know that Ramah gave you a thing. Besh, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had that. You have it three times, and it's altered. For example, here, line 5, you have Ushvokis, Uptoris, Utruchis. So you have Shin, Pei, Tov, Shefis. Later, you have it a little change. Torah, see, that's the, what line is that? Uhadoi petoris ushrokis utruchis. That's peshes. And the last line, you have peshes. And that's our meaning. Torah, it is now, it's not me'akav at all. But that's our nusa. Okay. Yesichi lechi. Yesichi begimu yud. And lechi bishne yud. Noga lichter the habis simtasi mekav medano, as if here, ano so and so, sivisi berus nafshi, bedelo anisne, I'm not forced, and if shvokish of those rus, I release you, sikha lechi, ant intasi, you have the name, and then you say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, the harvest intercede with Kadnes Dino. You have been my wife since sometime, that's all. Kadnes Dino. Now, this word, the harvest, you don't have the harvest, but the harvest. You know? Imloi Kosem in Kadnes Dino, that Kosem, the harvest intercede, Oidolach Milis intercede, you skipped it, or Milis the harvest. The Dievet is als kosher. This is, it's not miyak. Not
miyak.
Is the rest
just
needs
to
answer? Yeah, oh dear.
Matzasi
kosher
betikun.
Matzasi kosher betikun.
Oh, that's an
A. Matzasi kosher betikun, somewhere. The Radach, and I have never coined it. One of the Rishon. Intasi belo yut acha ha'alam. Belo yut. You see, you add on a noon. The word is itso, so it should be itsi. But nevertheless, you add on intasi. Listen, every language, this is Aramaic language.
It becomes the form of Enosh. Enosh and itso,
so
no. Look carefully, Enosh probably.
Enosh, is that wife? This is not...
Like even in Hebrew, the plural of ish is Anoshim. There's a word ishem. But the plural of ish in Hebrew is anoshim, whatever.
Ish and anoshim.
Yeah. Even though there is a word
so you have anu, because there's anon in English. Very good. It's a good order. The order is that anoshim comes from ish. You have no noon in the ish. Nevertheless, in the plural you put in anu.
In Pesach Tshuva, he's a little different hasbro.
Yeah? This Rechurab's had a two intices in the word.
He says, in the Targum it says, Issasi.
Itzi, the Targum does say Itzi.
And Sasi is the Shlemus Haloshon.
Yeah.
The Dagesh Shebesof, Meira of Yisoren Hanun.
Yeah, and Kachkez Nekaloshon, the Lesson with Yitzi Laz.
Yeah.
All right. In the Chathile, we try to avoid all mistakes. Ben Avshaychi de Machaba, Ben Avshaychi, Shavi and Asher Shalto Ben Avshaychi. What is Ben Avshaychi? Noga lichte be beis yud. A yud after the shin, a yud at the end. And cause the chose, if the yud after the shin is missing, is kosher. Or the last yud Ben Avshaychi would also be kosher. And as a barad, the two Yudim ben Av Sheikh. And the rabbi also because of the Yevita. Lihis Nasvo. And the Shaykh Lemoch Lihis Nasvo. I give you permission to go. Lemoch means to go. Lihis Nasvo Lechol Gevada Sitzavya. So in our Lihis Nasvo we have an Aleph. And here he has a Hay. And he is bothered by the Yud. Nog Lichter Beloishim Yud after the Hay. The first Hay. Then because of Yutach Hay is kosher. And I go to my mind, and I'm not going to be ashamed, yes, I'm sorry, they're like a chile question to you. So I have very shit to say. But anyway, this is the interesting part. The Mechaba has this now, so with a hay at the end. And now a Nusach is with an olive at the end. No, no. There are various tastes in the mind. Be your daiche. What does it say? First, the Mechaba is now with one thing. The energy you make, be your daiche. No man shall hold you back. So be a daiche, says the Mechaba, b'shleisha yud. Three yud. Alfa chathilya. Noga lichte min shemi, min yemi danan el ola. Now, and the Yeshem denkos, min shemi, we don't. Ashkenazim don't write.
How do you type that up then? What do you mean min shemi?
Min shemi, from my name.
Enech lo yimcha biyadaychi min shemi.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means, from my name I'm asking. Let's see, does he say no, no, no. The question is, you know, all the shaliyah, but another thing. Yeah.
In my name, it was protected, protested that you're really still married to me. No, that's min shemi, for my sake.
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what the meaning of it is. So it doesn't have any meaning, but that's why the Ashkenazim left it out. Yeah, but when is the Shkir?
The Shkir we have, but the... It's Naspa. No.
I'm not sure. In one line, so that you read it together without any hefsim. Avalim kvar nichtav again, the shtei shuris is kosher lichna, you can give it.
Is this the standard? The last line has to be this way.
The last right. One is that way.
Okay. Now we have to start this way with...
The 11th line is also standard if it gets to the start of the day.
Now this is not?
The rest is not.
Uh-huh.
The rest is not. The only thing is see vareyach mefes lechol adon. Is the is in one line.
Yeah.
Therefore, the day begins the next line.
You'll always start with the min?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
The Rebbe mentioned
what
the
Rebbe
said. Could
Doyle
has to start in the line also?
Yeah. I wrote it down. Yeah, but we are not McDuckie. I'll tell you, there are various, for example, the line, the fourth line from the bottom. Then ask lo yamacha be yadach. So the yamacha, some suffering, finish the line with the word lo yamacha. Because the end of yamacha is an aleph, and the next line is a mem, and the next line is an omeg. The fourth line from the bottom.
The last word in the line.
Is Amen. You can never tell.
Yeah.
Some are medactic, for example, that the name of the Megarish and his father, and the same good for the Megarish and her father, shall all be in one line, not to have it in two lines. We have, for example, if a person has two names, I think I told you that once, two names definitely should be, the both names should be in one line, not the end. For example,
Avram
Yitzchok. So Avram Yitzchok should be in one line, not Avram at the end of one line, Yitzchok at the beginning of another line.
And the same thing for her.
And the same thing for hers, likewise. If there are two names, they shouldn't break it up. Because the two names have aloha like one. In the mele, we don't break up words. And once I had a case like this, and I was up smisupik and pshat in the Morach HaShuk, pertaining to this. I mean, we'll have it in Kuf Chof Tes, of course. But Chathile, we should put them both in. But with the Yevet, the Sefer already finished it there. I was towards evening, you know, we had to finish it before the Shkia. Take a look, I go over it again. I see he broke up two names of the Mitzvah. And I looked in the Morach HaShulchan, I'm sorry, but Mitzvah. See, the Morach HaShulchan maintains its with the Yevet Miyakev. See, not. I remember that time I called up Rav Moshe.
So what's meaning that? The name you opened up to?
The breaking up of Avram Yitzchok. I wasn't sure if Pshat and Orach HaShulcha.
It was just a different line.
Avram at the end of one line,
yeah.
Yitzchok the beginning of the next line.
Uh-huh.
They have it, I'd say, Kedor La'oimah. Shem Kedor La'oimah. It's no good, I mean. I'm going to say Kedor.
It was something, so what's the question, the get was already given, or what? What's the
question? It wasn't given, it was finished.
Avram Yitzchok is not in this car yet.
The person had two names.
Why can't I write out the get again?
So the Shaila was, but it's Miyaka, but the Yevet are only Lachatchila, we have Medad. From Shulcharach, it's obvious that it's only Lachatchila, not but the Yevet. Because after all, Avram Yitzchok had two names, that's all.
Yeah.
And others maintain Avram Yitzchok is considered like one name. Because he always called up in the third Avram Yitzchok. Then whatever it is.
It's too much of a tikkun to write the get over again.
Natural.
So what did Rav Moshe pass?
Moshe looked into the custom. It's all right. I looked up before I called up. I looked it up. I was in doubt whether it's Ma'akif or not. And I called him up, I excused myself for bothering me, but they may have been in the middle of a supper, right? And I asked him, Shat in the Morach HaShulchan, whether it's Ma'akif or not. Did you have it? So he looked into it. He said it's not.
But you didn't ask him the Psak. He asked him the Morach HaShulchan.
No, the Mele, he said the Psak.
But without that, he could have passed the Shal without that, without Morach HaShulchan.
No, his original reaction was the same like mine. It's kosher to the area. But I'm Gizok, it seems I'm Chayshish about it, Orach HaShulchan. So I told him where, and I looked it up. This is
Slapdash.
What?
I want to know what it is.
Okay. I didn't mean to bother him. I didn't bother him too much. All right, so therefore that's what it says. Arayat Matesh HaKhaladom, we do it in one line. That's not, but ever it's not that. Muteres Bebo, Arayat Muteres HaKhaladom, Mem Bo. All right? And then, Di Yavelachim Menoi, Vedein Di Yavelachim Menoi. Now this is the Vedein. What is Vedein? Vedein means, and this document, you indicate that this is the document which separates them. It's not stam ashtarai. It's the shtar that is that creates the gerishim. And we pass to the Gemara as a machlokes in the Dorim. Yadayim sheinu mechiches. This is yadayim. Have yadayim. Lo having yadayim. You pass kasher lo having yadayim. Therefore. You have to write it out beferish that this is the document which separates them. Others learn Pshat when the Gemara discusses but Yadayim Shein Mechichas doesn't refer to the Dain, but rather refers to Minoy. Yavlechim Minoy, she shouldn't be, another man gives you the get, which is ridiculous, has to be Minoy, but Yadayim Shein Mechichas, they have to indeed Mechich, that it's from the husband. So, in other words, we have Makpet on both. And then there's that Tedak for you. Let's see, what did you have here? Minoy, huh?
Yeah.
No, we are. Mem Gim, did we go over? The Yavin, Nogel, Mechet, Beis, David. The Dain, the Yavin, Lechi, Minoy. The Yavin. You don't say one youth and a Dalat in front. Not like we had before, we discussed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do it, the harvest. You don't have two words.
But if you have one word of two years, would that cause a problem?
No, we're not talking about what that cause a problem. Then you read it altogether differently. But maybe you should don't need two words. Maybe one word will do.
But if you write it as in two words so that each one has a yod.
Yeah.
But now, and if you write one word and I'm putting
one
two yod in,
is one yod.
If I'm putting two yod in, is it going to
be? Well, yod will be, may mean a different, may mean something else.
So if this was close together, then it would be a problem. If it isn't, of course.
If it's close together, it's a problem. Any two words that are too close together is a problem. We have to have, first of all, the gear. Just like when I say the Torah. I mean, lachatchile we are marked, but not b'liyevet. Then we discuss negiya. We didn't discuss yet negiya.
Not really. We just sometimes when they were.
We spoke about
chol tofes. Chol tofes.
Lachatchile we are marked, but b'liyevet it's not. There's no. In the Torah said uchsaftam. So the Chazal say ksiva tama. Tama means there should be no negiya. But as if a Torah tefillin mezuzis we are very marked. It passes. But in a get, there's no take sivatama.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, we are lechatchila, we are makut. Okay. So anyway, diyave, the other base table. Omnom and kosher, diyave, with one new thing, tevachas is kosher. Often red kosher for that, dehave, lechiminoi, is also good. Shazarchat, vemokamigan. That's already vemokamigan. Because we are talking about the future. The other means the present tense. All right. Minoy noga lichte belo yut acha amen. Not minoy, mem yut. No, no, you know you. Teruche, what's that writer? Vim kosav yut acha amen. Venus of the evidence kos. Noga lichte teruche shvukim et ture. That's the way we have in the 11th line. In other words, Teshuv.
But he also flip all over, right? It's always the same?
No, it's not the same. We point, but he had... Before, he had a little different than we have. Yeah, anyway. It's not Markov, all these things, the way we annoy it. The Geta Russo, Kosven de Havasa Russosi, instead of Intasi, you write a Russosi. What is an Arusha? He gave a Kiddushin, a Rat Mekadeshis, no Chuppah yet. Not the way the old system. And as I understand, by some Svadim, they still practice it. I told you that. Svadi came in, he wanted a get. He was only engaged. After I asked him, he was only engaged. Engaged, why didn't he need a get? Because he's a get. And he was a bad, so he was thankful, he doesn't need a get.
Mm-hmm.
He saves himself a few dollars. Mm-hmm. But before he left the door, I called him back. And I said, what happened to the engagement? He gave that ink and said that I asked him to say, said that I asked him to say, you need a get. Okay.
Even though you do Kiddushin under the Chuppah, it's still called Kiddushin?
No, it's under the Chuppah, there's no Kiddushin by this. You see, among the Svadim themselves,
they have... What we do, if let's say
God, they
break things. Up before they read the Ksuva. What can I get with that?
After the Kiddushin, that's it.
No, I'm asking, compared to this.
But he met a Rusa Sea.
But he met a Rusa Sea, even though she's standing under his
cover. Yeah,
Isn't that called Nisuin today until after Sheva Bracha? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, well, the Rama said that the Machaber Amor, but the Evitus Koshi either way. It's not likely that I think that
no, is. Well, where's the status? The status of a person today.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a separate Kedushin and Erisin today? Birchas Erisin, is it? Before that Birchas Erisin, is it only called a Rusa?
What happened was this, that they had a separate, about a year in separation between Erisin and Israel. But then the Chosen Kaveh took liberty, and they take liberty today without Kedushin, especially when they had Kedushin, they felt they belong to each other. And it says that in Yehuda, there would be Miyachet. As a result, we assumed that they had Bia also.
Mm-hmm.
But the Geonim made the Takone no more separation, but let them put it together. Because if they have Bia, then a collaborator resource. It's because you gotta have Sheva Brachas.
Kalabla Brachas,
on the back. That's it. So yeah, you need Sheva Brachas. There's a din Erev Pesach. And they say about Hamaskas that he tried both. There's no comparison. But halacha-wise, if you take a look, it is like Rabbi Amar Arishas. Because how is that an Arusha Muteres Lebailot? By Sheva Bracha. He said, Kalabla Bracha means Sheva Bracha. Because Bishaz Erisim there was, the Bichas Erisim was then. So you have Sheva Bracha. When do we eat Matzah Pesach night? We have Kiddush. How many Brachas? Yain Kiddush Ner. No, Ner Abdullah. No, Zman. Yain Kiddush Zman. All right? You have three. And then you have... Then you have the bracha and the first part of the Haggadah, Gol Yisrael. That's a fourth. Yeah, this is a minute. Adama, but that's at least a part, the bracha something. And then Moshe Nachilas Matzah.
Well, the name is
washing him.
This is Zion.
You don't make the bracha until it's done. So even the Tilis Adam and the
Vodafone
the
Amen.
But there you have seven brachas before you eat the matzah. That I say, just like an Arusa Lebailo, that's a matzah. On Seder night, you have
seven minutes. Bekitza, Bizman has a, is there such a status for those few minutes or whatever it is, that she's called an Arusa?
Probably simultaneously. The Eres and Nisui is simultaneously.
I thought that was a whole minute for reading the Ksuba. That's the whole reason. Why do you read the Ksuba? I thought the reading
read them
was to separate Kedushin and Nisuin. That's what I learned.
Yeah, they're separate, but the purpose of separation is not that the way you think that
Nisuin and Nisuin. It's not halachic separation.
No. The reason I introduced this, the reason of the Ksuba is to Basa Gantze Machleiki, Gantze Shaila. We make a Bore Piagov and a Koshal Erison. We make again a Koshal Nisuyim. The second Bore Piagov is... So therefore we make a Hefzik, you know. The reading of the Ksub is like just to create a Hefzik.
What kind of Hefzik is that?
If you talking,
I have to. And that's why I suggest to all the rabbis who in a modern way they usually talk to Chosen Kaveh. So they begin in the beginning or the end. Make it between Edison and Suyim. At least accomplish something.
But if somebody other than the Messiah tradition is saying the Sheva Brachas, I mean the Kofa, then there's no need for
Hefzik.
Two different people are saying Baruch Yagat.
not a mice, as we could perhaps do without a brother if you have opened the second. But the parents of Sheva brothers, only she's Shesh brothers. That's right. And in that Sheva, I gave out again. And as far as the others say the brothers, I don't know. I don't know how that minute came into being, and it's not, halachically, it's not valid.
What means?
The Sheva brothers to divide it up into kibbutzim, you know, they call this one, that one. Halachically, it's wrong. I'll tell you why. There are two chesrenes in that. One of his son is, you know, there's aloche, a broche, whole broche has to begin with a boruch and end with boruch. Shem and Malchus. The only thing, it's a broche, then you don't have to begin.
They don't know
what
they're calling up.
This is, it's a broche, smuch and lechavet. Is that why it has six torches and shokel akore? You don't have to begin it because it's because it's smuch and lechavet, it's smuch and lechavet. But it's bamed b'mas. If it's smuch and lechavet, then it's in the Shemen Esrei. One is going to say, oh, the same. The first bracha begins with baruch and with baruch. Then all the other brachas, atokodesh, atochene. You don't have to begin with baruch because the first baruch refers to all the brachas. Benchner, same thing. The first one has Baruch HaTorah, and then Neidah L'cho, and Rachem.
Even according to this verse, only Sosta assistance. I'm not the same person as it's only three together.
I have another argument also against it. Because the thing is, when we say, the Shev Brach is a Chosim Kal. But I, the Chos himself, should have said the Shev Brach. The Shev Levash, the one that doesn't know, so they made the Brach, the Masada Kedushin makes the Brach. Now, but make the brachas. So by the brachas, I tell the Chosin Kale to answer Amen because they are the ones to make the brachas. As a matter of fact, before I say Baruch Yaakov, I say Sabrai. Because that's Mitzizan. Whenever you're Mitzizan someone else with wine, you say Sabrai. If it's not wine, you say Bereshus, all right. But if you're Mitzizan someone else, so therefore, they have to pay attention to the brachas. Now, if someone, let's say, makes kiddush for somebody else, he's not allowed to drink. Let's say he's not allowed to drink wine. And he makes kiddush for the other. Everyone is yotzei. He is not allowed to talk until they drink. Someone has to drink. If they start talking before anyone sips, then it's a bracha levatola. So how can the older, all right, you have a series of Sheva Brachas, so the Bracha doesn't have to be right before drinking, it could be in the beginning. That's the Takona. How altogether, Yak Nahos, or whatever it is, the Birchas Yahan in the beginning. But if the one who makes the Bracha, if you are Goffin, gives the cost to somebody else, he is already talking about it. The Bracha is a Bracha of Atol, until the Chosin sips.
All right. They're shaking the wine, but they don't do that over there. Only the first bracha, they don't do it in the only by others, not by the
people.
They're shaking the cup that some people do.
And once so, the once so,
shake it, they take a drop.
Once so, Masada.
Oh,
that's only by the
no. What they do? No. Same way. That's what they do. So someone, let's say, it spills over a little, he gives the cost to somebody else. So he licks it.
Yeah,
so at least, as a Yotzei.
So he was Yotzei in the Chosin, because he has...
The Brach is Nashkin Brach HaLevatola. But the
Chosin,
by right, he should wait until the Chosin. All right. I mean, this is all right. So he's a man. Did you see many do that?
I only saw it by only by Eris and never saw by Kibbutz.
The same principle. Avon. And this is a race. It's not in the presence of other people. The liquor.
Especially with the video camera.
I asked about what is the Masada tradition to say the biggest heiress and somebody else is the Sheva
Brachas? It doesn't matter, but what I maintain is that all the Sheva Brachas should be said by the same person, not divided up. I mean, that's my
feeling.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that Moshe has it in one of the children's books. He doesn't say the fairish because it's so widespread. This minute to divide up kibbutzim.
Was this the custom before the war came in Europe?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that custom in Europe. I think in Europe, the one of the Sada Kedushin said all the bro. The one who said, the money that you give a kibbutz, that one should say all the bro, not divide up so many
people.
The kibbutz get
What about the
Sheva
Brachas
after
benching?
The Sheva Brachas after benching.
The same logic the same person should make. All the six brachas. I think what it's put down, I believe, that if you know that you're going to get called for all those things, you shouldn't be talking.
At least that. At least if they should do
most of you, even though you have a schmoozing
back. They should your way. But do they? They can hardly wait until they stop and they give the cup over. But then they talk.
The Rav says even for
Nevertheless, but the Dakoni was to say them all together. All right, are they all of the first three? Are they all begin with Bora? Because it's like a short, Yetzer Adam.
The second Yetzer Adam also.
Yeah. All right.
We have to ask the start next week and then we can do it.
Well, the Memhei. That we said, the get Arusha Kosh and the Havas Arushos. The cost of the Havas intercy is kosher. The Yesham and the Adin Lehefer, the cost of the Ishti, the Ishtoi. Arushos is very kosher, but the Yavas. Well, very important. Maybe Behuda here. But it's Arichas. Maybe I hope next week I'll get it. I'll remember to tell it to you. Shin va'a, shin, what did it say? Shin va'ayim shalohoya ayud nogim behem. V'cheina, you know, we discussed already that. The yudin didn't touch. The yud has to...
All three lines of the shin?
Nogim behem, v'cheina ayud shal gaba'alav. What did it say?
You talk about all three lines in the shin? Yud, meaning the top part of the shin?
The top, the yud.
All three of them are yud.
All of them are yeah, let's say... And a shin...
Or above, it's no yud.
Hi, shin.
He means
the rush.
Beis Yosef
has
different...
It means the rush.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, the
top. Okay.
There is no yud, is the nergen behind. How's a shin? You have a yud? And then you go down. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Like a vav, but
they talk about the first one being a zayin, and you in the middle, and a vav on the right. But when they talk about the heads, they talk about the yud.
Heads. Okay. If they don't touch, v'chein ayud shal gabah aleph, v'shachur atzadik, and atzadik, the end of the tzadik has a yud that goes. Yeah. Sheinim negin ba'ois, zematini koyra oisim yofe. After the hand of Torah, yesh lehachshe b'mkoyim igun. B'mkoyim igun...
Even though you know it's not touching.
Even though you know it's not touching.
We said before that it has to be mamish and ois, and then...
The only thing they ask, here the Mechaber says, Yes, you don't have to fix it. You can give it.
But it's a tzadi is a yud nun.
Huh?
Tzadi will become a yud nun.
Yud nun, yeah, nun yud, you mean.
Yud nun. The break.
Nun, yeah. Yud nun, right. Yeah. Rabbi Shabbat, you say a chura tzadi?
Yeah.
Chura, he
calls it a chura.
All right. The yud is backwards.
Depends on if you're Ari or...
Depends
on
Ari, that's it. That's it.
It's a yud. This is not quite basic.
Any hour? It's a tzavion. See, this a tzavion, he has on the right side. It's a tzavion, the fourth line from the bottom, in the middle of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a different one.
This is the yud. It's the yud behind it, right. It looks like a yud and a nun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, it
looks
like it's a
nun. Okay.
The line is a... This is a vault.
Yeah, an iron.
Yeah,
it's a...
Depends on the script.
Yeah.
It's
an
iron.
But it's a... See, here this is a tzadik. The tzadik. This... The contact is on the left side of the yud.
Yeah.
Here, this side, or it's on the right side.
That's
of
village.
Yeah. Anyway, Moshe stopped using a sefer because he wanted it this way, and he wrote it that way.
Yeah, because there's other side. This is a chisson of book of Bril, because if it's a yud this way and you connect it on this point, and you're connecting it where the ukits of the yud is, and that should be. That shouldn't be missing the book of Bril.
Okay, let's see, where are we? So this is Sivman Zayin, and Memchez, in Midbukur Ragle HaHeir, Ligagon, they went all the way up, the opening is missing. Is in Tinik, the Lachaka, the Tipish Torah Oisom, that calls it a hey, Yesh Lahakshe Bim Koin Igun, Afilim Hu Betoyrish. But he says the Yafrit beside. So he asked the Kashir, why is here the Yafrit? And there he doesn't say in the first seat, the Yisakim.
It's
Chaktofis,
isn't it? That's a Chaktofis. Mm-hmm.
It's
only like
the Yavik is the Masharet. Because the Masharet, Tinek Dolachakim, is the Pesachachim.
Wasn't it a
Chesta?
Huh? Wasn't it a
Chesta?
It was supposed to be a hay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, but I didn't credit it as a hay.
No,
the tunic, you see, if it's in the Torah, and the Torah is different. The Torah is Thomas, so the Torah tunic, there you have to have
the letter.
But here it just has a tunic.
As a matter of fact, even in Stein, so the Torah for the Jews is also a tunic. And when you have a shali, but it's a bow for a youth, the tunic to the Hakim, passes the shirt. All right, anyway, it seems, you see, Hafrode Bisakin to separate, and there you have to add on. Apparently to add on, the Mechaber doesn't want it. I mean, to add on without the Baal, without Tziva Baal. He says, who shall be the Yafrit? The Bezdin. What right does the Ben have? If the Baal is here, the Baal is the one who is mitzvah to the right Tzivu la Sefer. And the Baal is, if he is not here, if he is here at least, then he doesn't give the Tzivu.
Isn't it shy if this is a kosher Tzav anyway? Because if the child reads it, it's just that we shouldn't be have a
right.
Very tightness against
definitely.
The guy.
Definitely.
So it's a yipui. It's a type of a yipui already.
The Shalinov, why is here, he says the Yafrit, and then he says, you better leave it go the way it is. I think we'll have to go over that time.
But when I have every now and then, you know, someone asks me for the questions and answers, you know, I don't see why I can't give them, but I rather, well, another yeshiva man, I was from another yeshiva, listen, probably did that to yeshiva. Someone approached me, would like me to give it to him. I said, did you learn Hilchos Gittin? He's going to learn Hilchos Gittin. When he decided he's going to learn Hilchos Gittin, then he's going to, he expects to eventually go into the study. Well, after you learn Hilchos Gittin, you get a tzav from the Rebbe, young Rebbe, I'd rather give it to you. But right now, I'd rather not give you now.
The
questions and answers. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, otherwise anyone, anytime they can have it, can use it. And Chalil Bachasim, only one who is Yedevitev Gittin is allowed to practice it.
Questions and answers are more.